The Spirit of Business is going live. Don't miss this next session to help you execute your private administration like a true boss. Here we're talking about private governance and private administration so that you can learn to find remedy for yourself and so that you can really recover and protect your money, make sure that you are getting, you know, paid for the things that the government is supposed to pay for. So with that being said, I'm not going to hold us up in at all. We're going to talk about building evidentiary weapons. A part of your private administration and a part of you having a system of private governance is all about claims. And we talked about claims in our previous episode. So if you did not get a chance to catch it, please go back to the podcast and find the episode that we did about claims so that you can understand what we're talking about now. So when we're building evidentiary weapons, the purpose of that is for us to be able to win our claims. And when we talk about winning a claim, we're really talking about getting remedy. And a lot of our students, I believe, don't understand that fully, that a claim or winning a claim or losing it is really, winning a claim is what we call remedy. It means that you judgment has been entered for your favor or some decision has been made in your favor. Any type of adverse action is what we would just be considered a denied claim or damages, something like that. So building evidentiary weapons comes into play when we're actually making the claim. And so, like I said, you can understand what the claim is when you listen to the previous episode. But in short, making a claim means making a statement, okay? It means making a statement in which you are hopefully claiming to be true, okay? So if you're making a legal claim, especially a legal claim or any type of, I would say, industrial claim, where you're in the banking industry, the insurance industry, the government industry, or whatever kind of financial industry, whatever it is, if you're making a claim, then you have to make sure that you're supporting that claim or supporting that statement with evidence. Sometimes this this requires investigation. So I'm going to kind of write down some things that will be included in this process. And we're just going to take some notes on this white space back here. I like to write. So bear with me. If you're not watching this on our Patreon subscription, then let me just plug that real quick. If you want to see this lesson, because I'm sharing my screen sometimes and I'm also writing on my white space here. If you want to subscribe, you can go to www.patreon.com/learnadminlaw. And that will give you the options to where you can subscribe. The middle and the upper tier will give you access to these videos, okay? So moving right along, when we're building evidentiary weapons, what we are trying to do is support our claim, okay? And so for us to support our claim, meaning support the statements that we've made, if I come to a company and I say, you guys owe me money, and this is the reason why you owe me money, I just made a statement and I believe it to be true. So if I believe it to be true, that means I should be able to support that statement with the things that I have to evidence that I'm owed some money or that somebody has wronged me in any kind of way. So let's start with the beginning of that building process. Okay, we're building evidentiary weapons. So we're going to talk first about the first element of building your evidentiary weapons is going to be your investigation, your investigative process. Many of us don't necessarily think about ourselves as investigators, but if you are a true student of law, then you understand, especially learning about private governance, you know that you have to wear many hats. You know that you have to be different things at different times in order for you to fully function your estate plan or fully function your organization. So in this sense, we're going to become investigators, and you need to know that all information that is pertaining to you is accessible to you. Due to the Freedom of Information Act and really just natural law, you should be able to inquire with any agency within a certain time frame to get documents that are pertaining to your records or, you know, certain things that pertain to you. So one thing to be aware of is that there are time limits. There are time limits, you guys, on certain things. So the way administrative law works, especially in record keeping, is that agencies have, and you do as well, when you administrate, there are time frames that are afforded to you, basically to govern your record keeping. So let's just say you are a person who you're providing a service and you have to give contracts to people. Now, because of your accounting and the things that you have to do to get those contracts managed, you might want to keep them for up to 3 years. Okay, just because somebody might come back and challenge the contract or whatever, they may have whatever kind of questions about it, and you want to be able to reference that document. So you need to keep your records for 3 years because that's just what you're estimating is going to be a reasonable amount of time. Okay, so what if you have something that is a little bit more extensive? You might need to consider holding those records for 10 years. So for example, let's use the vital statistics. Let's use the agency where they hold our birth certificates. We live for a long time, and sometimes we need to access those records all throughout our lifetime. So in that case, those records will probably need to be held for at least 100 years, because in the proper context, you can imagine that somebody would need to access those records for up to 100 years or more. So you want to always have your records available if you expect that something is going to come up or something may need to be referenced in those files. So this is a natural occurrence. This is something that is governed under the law. And this is something that you can find in administrative procedures. So if you have administrative procedures, if you're looking at any kind of protocol or any kind of manual, training manual, whatever, you'll see these types of things in the fine print, sometimes just in the training. They will tell you this record must be kept for this amount of time, and that's all we're going to commit ourselves to. You should be doing the same thing. But the point that I want to make here is that when you're investigating your claims, all agencies follow this same protocol of keeping records, imperative or important records, things that have pertinent information on them. You need to remember that you can access these things whenever you call whatever agency you're dealing with or whatever one you need to deal with. So when you call them, put this up here. All right, we're taking a brief pause for a shameless plug. I'm your host, Reese Roberts, and you're listening to The Spirit of Business. If you want that goal, please head over to patreon.com/learnadminlaw, where you'll have full access to our weekly live stream events and one-on-one mentorship subscriptions. Now, jump back in for our summary segment. And this is how we build our evidentiary weapons. This is how we go forth and get paid. This is how we protect ourselves. This is how we sort of protect our wealth and our best interests. And I want you to know that these types of claims can be done all over the place. They are everywhere. Claims are everywhere. And I'm talking about not even the claim, but the damages that go along with the claim. It's everywhere. You can find claims and money all over the place, because clearly these things have been happening for centuries. But, you know, as far as financial crimes that we're seeing, that stuff started happening not too long ago, you know, maybe 100 years or less ago. So all of these things that are happening within our lifetime, our parents' lifetime, we have to go back and recover on our interests, okay? And all of this is what allows us to do that. But we have to be investigative, because, and we have to also know the law, because there are some things that would not be apparent to us. Like right now, you would not know how to go to your bank and find the money that they owe you so that you can make a claim. You have to be able to identify that first. And we'll talk about that in future episodes, about how to identify your security interests so that you can start building these claims based on those interests. But we'll have to save that for another time. So you must be able to go into the law and find where these things exist. Only then will you be able to create these claims in such a professional way that it will automatically result in your judgment, okay, in your favor, judgment in your favor. And that's what we're looking for. So again, my name is Reese Roberts. If you would like to subscribe to the full episode so that you can get all this gold, please go to www.patreon.com/learnadminlaw. And you'll be able to look at all of these lectures and lessons, which I'm giving to you sort of in small bits so that you can retain this and you can get it into your spirit for application purposes. I really want you to be able to move on these things and, work them into your administration and your private governance. Because if you're not doing any of this, you're cheating yourself and you're really losing out on money. So far, I have about $30,000 worth of recovery, and I'm also pending about another $80,000. And looking, to negotiate a couple others. So I want you all to, again, take heed to this in a very deep way. I want you to know that this is all available to you. It's not hard to do, but it's not easy to do either. You must train yourself to be able to recognize these types of things, especially when you're seeing violations. Now, somebody can tell you what a violation is, but until you know how to apply that to your actual situation, none of this will make sense and none of it will be operative for you. So we want you to become an operative administrator. We want you to become a strong administrator so that when you're getting into these claims, you know how to automatically run off your articulated expressions of the law. You know how to well articulate your protections. You know how to well articulate your rights and the enforcement of such. Okay. So again, I'm Reese Roberts. This is The Spirit of Business. I'm teaching you private governance, private administration for individuals and for small businesses. And I must say that our small business content is gearing up. I'm getting ready to kind of open up this podcast to include not only individual techniques, but also small business techniques, because I want small businesses to be able to use this to save their business. A lot of regulatory restrictions are severely hurting the small business industry. And so we want to help you take these concepts from an individual perspective and put it over to apply it to your governance of your small business organization. And that way you'll be able to do this really for your person and for your business. You want to be able to use this for both, because at any point where your person, at any type of person, your individual person or your corporate incorporated person, you're going to need to be able to protect it, and you're going to need to be able to claim on behalf of it. Okay. So it's going down. I want you guys to go ahead and subscribe. Make sure that you know where to go to get access. And again, that's www.patreon.com/learnadminlaw. I'm Reese Roberts. It's been fun. Peace, y'all. And that's going to be it for our latest episode of The Spirit of Business, where we give you a sneak peek into the lessons being taught in our brand new Patreon community, where we mentor private administrators. Again, I'm your host, Reese Roberts, and I hope to see you join our community at www.patreon.com/learnadminlaw for your mentorship subscription today.